Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
When we first came to America, we actually were in the projects, and we started with a slumlord. And we didn't know English at the time, and we didn't know our rights.
The American dream is alive and well. Hard work, education, and vision. Today on the Waco Experience, an American story, Thuy Phan and Quinn Pham, owners of Quality Cabinets. We talked with them about their business, their journey into entrepreneurship, and their vision for the future. Thuy and Quinn are on a path to make business ownership possible and practical for others. They started their career as engineers and got involved in real estate investing and development. Their care for customers comes from their personal experience. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors: White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, pergola, or maybe you're ready to build that custom home. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and has a community room you can reserve and use at no cost. Waco's highest rated coffee shop, Biddy and Bo's, is at 110 Franklin in downtown Waco. Presentgifting.com. Relationships are important. Moments are important. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have someone to remind you of the upcoming events for those important people in your life? Present Gifting is a free service releasing soon. Register now for early VIP access at presentgifting.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web, hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality. Smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for delivery when you are ready. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website, qualitycabinetstx.com. It's a rainy day here in Waco, D. Scott, out at Quality Cabinets on New Dallas Highway with Thuy Phan and his wife, Quinn Pham. Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Let's get an introduction. Quinn, you've been going through and doing a lot of the design work. What happens with design?
I cannot tell dimensions. People give me a 2D view. Probably I don't understand. When he builds a house for me, I want to see a 3D layout. So when we have this store, the same idea that I have in here is having a 3D view for people like me to envision their kitchen before they even make any commitments. I serve that really well for the people just like me. They see exactly what's going there. They see in a 3D view. And with the experience as an engineer, as quality assurance in my previous experience, I have a lot of questions I brought out to them on how they use the kitchen, help them see their daily activity in the kitchen that they are going to design, and they see some area I would not call flaws, but some areas that they didn't think about. For example, there's a customer who want to have a sink, and then right next to the sink is a refrigerator. There's no counter space. the sink right there was she meant to use to wash her doll. And I asked her, I said, if you don't have counter space, where do you put all the toys, all the shampoo, all the things for the dog to stay still, right? I assume you want the dog to stay still when you wash him. And she said, that's right, I need some counter space. When I put it in, I'd make a whole thing different for her. So that's the design process that we are bringing to customer.
I love taking the questions and being able to ask people, what do they actually do? And Tui, you've got some great stories from your own life.
The reason we originally had in plan for this was mainly for the construction industry. What you heard was a adaptation and evolution of our store is when Quinn took over, design became very important for the wives, for the people who wanted to see. It's a big investment and they want to make sure that they didn't make a mistake when they purchased the cabinets. So she really helps them look at the cabinets with the countertops, with the floors, with the backsplash. And it is amazing when you see their eyes light up and say, oh, that's what my kitchen's going to look like. Or, no, I didn't like that one. And they scringe their eyes. And it's like, but then when the eyes light up, then you know you've done a very good job. So that's the evolution of our story. When she took over, originally it was me and my partner. We've been investing in real estate for over 20 years. And it was hard for us to stay on budget with good quality cabinets because the kitchen is our most expensive room that we build. So we wanted to put really good quality, really good looking cabinets in there, and we were always stuck on what to do. So when we found a manufacturer that was willing to build to our specs and work with us and design with us for over a year, we said we finally found it. This has the value we want. When we were building in Austin, $1 million to $2 million homes, we couldn't just put any cabinet in there. People wanted to know what brand is your cabinet, what brand is your countertop, what brand is your flooring, and we couldn't give a brand at the time, and now we can. QC, quality cabinets. This is the right quality for that kind of house that we did, and now we brought even better quality than what we had originally, and we brought in a lot of great value as well. So now we can reach out to the mass instead of just only for the ultra high end.
And this isn't just cabinets that you're selling. These are cabinets that you have in your home.
Correct. These are cabinets we use in our home. These are cabinets we use in our developments, in our new build. I had originally intended for myself to be one of the customers for the construction industry. And you know, Quinn took it to the new level and brought it to the retail space for everybody. And very design focused to get people the imagery they need, to get people the design ideas, the flows, the everyday usage, and make it comfortable for them. Because in this business, I have to admit I'm one of the victims of if I didn't have this business, because there's a spot in my kitchen, every day I look at it, I'm unhappy. This was before our design process, before our software, before our 3D renderings. Let's just say we're going to probably redo our kitchen here within the next couple of years, even though there's nothing wrong with it.
But this kitchen was designed in a certain way, and now you're living in it, and you say, yeah, I don't like that. And most people are just going to say, I'm just going to live with it, or I'm going to sell the house.
Yeah, and for us, that's the headache we want to remove. That's the fear we want to remove. As Quinn said, this is a big investment for the homeowner. So let's get it right before the commitment is ever made. And that gives people peace of mind that they have modern design, everyday comfort built in before they even make the purchase.
I want to have you describe the cabinets because we're audio only here. I'm sitting here in the design studio and you have your cabinets installed. Describe what they look like, because I always use the word elegant when I tell people about quality cabinets.
Definitely, I say elegant is one of the words we use. Modern design, what is that? It's very slick. It's flat panel. So very simple, very simplistic, minimalist. Yet it brings out, you can see the quality. You can see the aesthetics. You can see and feel by just looking at it. What's the difference? The difference is we bring a very elegant style, and it doesn't look like it's too bold or it's too glaring. And that's what we try to bring to pretty much every home in America.
There's something that's very popular in social media that's called the brutal design, which is just raw concrete. This is not that at all. This is very clean, but it's finished.
Brutal is probably the right word because there's not a lot of design to it and not a lot of look that you can choose from. With this one here, I mean, you capture the same modern effect, but with the different finishes, you get the soft look, you get the contemporary, you get the ultra modern, ultra slick. You can do even modern ranch for Waco when you have this the ranch style, right? And you don't want this ultra slick, ultra glossy cabinet. It just doesn't look right in a ranch style. So we have very different finishes, even though the flat panel look is the same, but with a wood finish, with a glossy finish, with a matte finish, it totally brings out a different type of texture that will match any house.
Quinn, let's go back to you and talk more about the design. Now we've got an idea a little bit more about the look. It's clean, it's smooth, it's a modern look.
Yeah, it's not cold, it's warmth. So I think what you were talking about, the brutal design, I saw it out there too, and I looked at that and said, that's not the modern that I think about. The modern for me is just the simplicity, the easy flow, the open flow, but it's not way too cold, not just concrete, not steel, not, you know, it's, I saw what you see on the what you were talking about on social media. I looked at those and said, no, that's not my design, that's not modern to me. Modern to me is had to be warmth, is had to be everyday comfort. So that's what we change our slogan today now to be quality cabinet, modern design, everyday comfort.
The everyday comfort, this is an important part because we talk about people spend a lot of time in the kitchen. It's the major investment in your house. And if you do a remodel or something like that, again, it's a lot of money. And once it's done, it's done. And you don't want wasted space. You don't want cabinets that you can't reach or get, you can't use, or they're in the wrong place. Mm-hmm. You talked about sitting down and actually asking those questions, like if you're going to wash your dog, but you don't have any counter space, how are you going to do this? So I'm just interested in some more stories that you have about people and their designs.
Yeah, we have people come in when they put the stove at the end where there's no counter space. So thinking about this, thinking when you cook, I'm also the cook at home. I believe the kitchen is the heart of the home. That's where meals prepare. That's where all the party, right? So,
absolutely. The holidays. We just went through the holidays. And people decorate the living room and everyone's crowded into the kitchen.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. That's kitchen. When you create a lot of memories, you create recipes passed out to generation after generation. But people usually forget about the daily activities in there. What do they use it for? How do they use it? With whom? How many people? We had customer coming in. And when I ask about the kitchen, it turned out that he planned to live there with a lot of roommates, with 8 different people. So their needs completely different. When you ask about anything, he's like, oh, I need to change this. I need to do that. I need to, you know, it's different when you put a story inside of the kitchen design. For a person who want to put the stove right at the edge, I was asking him, say, if you have a stove right here and it's hot and it's burning, where do you run to? Is there another counter space that you put it right there, or you have to run to the other side to put on? And he said, oh no, I need to change. So those are the process that for me, it changed. I'm happy. I'm very happy to bring that on for them early in their life so they don't come to just have a kitchen, like I say, have one spot that they say that they cannot use.
And the funny thing is that was just yesterday.
I love it. Let's talk about your journey into the business. Twi, you mentioned that you've been involved in real estate for a long time, and you've been doing building and development. So how did this all come about?
For me, business is, I'm already making money in real estate investments. This funny thing is my dad told me, don't ever go into business. It's a lot of hard work. You spend countless hours and you make the same as an engineer. So go to school and get a job. So I stayed away from business for 30 years, believe it or not. I've only been investing in real estate. As an investor, kind of like a small business person, I see there's a lot of need in not just my industry, but any business. And no one's taking care of the little guys. I talked to Quinn and I said, you know what? When she was in corporate and she was doing, her company was doing apps and they were doing enterprise for big, large corporations. I said, you know, your company could be making the same amount of money if they're taking care of the little guys. Like everybody needs accounting. This is 20 years ago. So 15 years ago, and we all need accounting. We all need bookkeeping. All the little guys, we can't afford the big companies to do it, and we don't know how to do it, but no one's giving us a solution. So if you guys were to do that, that'd be a great moneymaker, and you're helping people. As a rule of thumb, we have agreed to, if we do any business, it has to be a plus one to the world instead of just any business. Let's take a casino, for example. It's a business, but
sure. Yeah.
It's definitely, I don't think, it's a plus one. So when we did this, I said, you know what? This will help the construction industry. We've done this for 20 years, and what sells a house is the kitchen and the master bath. And those are the two most expensive rooms in the house. And I said, if it helps us, it'll help other builders, contractors, and homeowners get a better quality than what they currently have. So that's the journey why we took it into this space is, this is a great solution. We're providing so much value. If we just keep it to ourselves, why don't we bring it out to everybody? Why don't we have a solution for the construction industry? So that was the conversation I had with my partners. And then I discussed it with Quinn. And of course, now she's taking it even to a new level, right? With design and the retail space. So kudos to her and our partners.
And you guys are talking about affordable housing as well.
Oh, yeah. So now you're talking about our real estate business. You have to know the background story. Why I hate to use the word passionate, because I think a lot of people overuse that word. I'll just say why I'm very, very interested in this is when we first came to America, we actually were in the projects and we started with a slumlord. And we didn't know English at the time, and we didn't know our rights. When the faucet goes out, that's wear and tear that the landlord's supposed to take care of. And the window's broken, that's the landlord's. That's not, unless we actually break it, of course. But we didn't know our rights. So every time a bill like that came up, my mom would cry. It's like, where are we going to get the money to do that, right? So we didn't know our rights. We didn't know where to go. So, excuse me. This story always moves me a little bit. Then when I started doing real estate, it was just normal fix and flips, houses. And then we went into a neighborhood where it was definitely a slumlord area. And my property was one of the best ones. And I took the effort to get all the landlords together and try to clean up the neighborhood and bring up the value and also clean up certain elements of the neighborhood. Some people had good intentions. They didn't have the money. Some people just didn't care. So I was like, okay, this is too much work. I need to control a whole area by myself in order to clean up a certain area. So then we went into apartment complexes, and we did that on our own. That was good, but it was very hard to find really deep value-add properties. So it stayed stagnant for a while until my new team here that I'm involved with, my partners, they brought in tax bonds and tax credits, and we used government money to help create these senior living and workforce housing so that we can sustain that in a better way than we had with just private money. And so that's where we took all that to a new level. And that captured my interest so much because of our background. And I tried to do it with private money. It was almost impossible. And now we found a way to do it. And guess what? These senior housing and workforce housing are going to have our cabinet. So we know the quality that these people are going to have are going to be much better than what my parents and we had when we first came to the U.S. And we're going to take care of these properties very well. So that's why when you do something with passion, with something that has a personal touch and feel to it, the product becomes a lot more lively, whether you're talking about cabinets or housing or anything we do. Like I said, it's got to be a plus one to the world.
Today on the Waco Experience, an American story at Quality Cabinets with Twee and Quinn, talking about their business, talking about the motivation for you to be in this. Twee, you just shared very personal, and I thank you, and I appreciate that. You didn't come from an entrepreneurial background, family. You experienced, I will just talk about the lack of dignity that people experience. Quinn, I'm interested also in your experience and what's driving you into this business and the way that you guys are doing your business, and I will say adding dignity for human housing.
I share the same background as Twee. We came as immigrant. We came here without money or the language. We work hard for it along the journey. A lot of people help us to get to this point. So looking back, and I think luxury is not just for selected few, it's for everyone. So that's when he bring these cabinet, the quality cabinet, the luxury feel, the modern feel, I want to make it available for more people. We want people to live in, because I, like I say, I focus on home built for me, for Asian family. Cooking is really important, not only to nourish your health, but that's where you build connection. Daily meals together, that's where you build bonds, memories. And if imagine you come into a kitchen where the flow is not correct, where a certain, like the door doesn't look right, or the quality of the door make you feel not that important. I imagine those people in the apartment with poor quality cabin or kitchens in there, how do they feel? How do you make a person feel when they create memory bonds for their family without that dignity, without us like they deserve it, without they are worth it, their family worth it? They may start at a humble place, but they deserve a better life for them to move forward to their future. That's what I focus on. Because we come to a certain place in our life, now it's time for us to come back and help. That's why we also here, I don't know if we can say this, but we partner with Habitat.
Yeah, absolutely, you can share that. Habitat is a wonderful organization.
Every single house since last year, we donate. So every single house they built in Waco here have our cabinets because we partner with them.
So let's talk about the future, because we looked at the past. We looked at the present. We looked at where you are today. So we started with Quality Cabinets in this business that you are in together. We looked at your past, the journey we talked about. Coming here as immigrants, not knowing English, not having resources. And here you are today providing cabinets for Habitat for Humanity. The apartment complexes that you have, you're looking at them from your past perspective and saying, it should have been this way, but it wasn't. So today we're going to make it this way. Tell us about the future. What do you guys envision for yourselves, Central Texas, Waco, the world? What do you want to do?
You probably will like to hear two different views for us. For me, I focus on the design. I was looking at, imagining the kitchen, the apartment with kitchens, with that will have a very sleek design with a lot of moving piece that, you know, if you look at, on TikTok now, that you see a lot of cool things. That what I imagine any apartment in the future would have this, not just luxury, right? But I think you talk, when you, if you talk to Tui, probably he has a different view where he want to bring opportunity for people to own a business. So I probably will leave it to him because I focus only on the design.
Yeah, so where I see this is I talked to our partners and I talked to Quinn and said, everything we do, we're at a stage where money is good, but it's, that's part of business. The business we want to bring is bringing businesses, safe businesses, to other people who want to start a business. So what we've chosen to do here in Waco is just a prototype. Once we figure out this prototype, we're going to bring this nationwide. And what we mean is we're looking at a system and a model, the franchise, where we take out all the hard parts of doing a business where people can just focusing on operating the business. And here's what I mean. The hard parts that most people don't want to do, but they have to, are bookkeeping, accounting, POS systems, credit card merchant systems, and advertising. That's super hard. And I haven't never been in business until 50 years old. When you're in real estate, your marketing is MLS, right? That's pretty easy. You know what the cost is at 6%, and you just calculate it in. Here in business, it's very hard. We're playing around with marketing. We're playing around and juggling all the numbers. When we figure all this out, we're going to take all that away, and we're going to create design centers in metroplexes across the country, and those business owners are just going to worry about creating the perfect design and making their customers happy. We take care of the inventory. We take care, the idea is we take care of inventory, warehousing, financials, marketing. All they have to do is do the best design they can to take care of their customers. And that's how we want to grow our business, is create very financially stable, very profitable, marketable companies for entrepreneurs who want to start, and help them with a very safe and low risk start so that they didn't go through what my dad went through when he started his restaurant, or what I went through when I started this business. We want to take all the hard part away and have them enjoy the fun part of taking care of the customers. And that's where we want to take this, is we want to, our quality, we want our value to be spread across the whole country.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.